So I'm back again, recording in my parents' back room, because hey, where else am I going to do this? I was trying to do this last night at like 4 in the morning, but that just wasn't going good. My brain just was not functioning properly, and each word would just stumble over the next. But this is Kamen Journal. We're talking about episode 4 of Kamen Rider Xade. This is probably the first unequivocally good episode I've seen of this show. I have very little to complain about in comparison to the last episodes I've watched. It even has a character they've introduced that I actually like in like basically all of his aspects. There's only like one or two little things that I don't like about him, but we'll get into that later. So the episode starts with a brother and a sister talking to each other. The sister's bringing the brother some lunch, and they're in like this very dark office building. I don't know why half of the lights are turned off, but they are, even though it's like the middle of the day. I guess it's so that the menacing shadow that appears behind them can be more better lit. But you see a menacing shadow appear, and then it just cuts. Then we cut to Emu, who is at the CR. Dr. Wing just being all bummed and shitty because he doesn't have his Gishat anymore. He can't transform, which is a little, it takes me a little bit out of the good things I was saying about him in the last episode, because I was like, oh, that's good, because he doesn't care that he lost it because he still managed to save a kid, so that's good. But in this episode, he's like, well, I can't save anybody now that I don't have it anymore. He's, you know, he's technically right, but like it still kind of took me, minus a few more points that I had given him, leaving him at like a negative 20 as opposed to a negative 18. So is that proper math? I don't think that's proper math, actually. Scratch that. It left him at a 0 instead of a 2. How about that? I can do that addition. So he's bummed out, just kind of shitting on himself, sitting down. When a new character, who is that weirdo that looks like Ace Ventura with the red leather jacket and the Hawaiian shirt underneath. He just like fucking pops up, gets in his personal space, and just starts talking at him. He says his name is Kujo Kiria, and that he is a coroner for, I'm assuming, this hospital. Or he's the coroner for the city. I don't actually know how coroners work. I think coroners work for cities, and they work with hospitals in tandem. I don't know if they're like of the same, like, I guess they would both technically work for the Ministry of Health in Japan, at least, but I don't know how that would work in America. But he's a coroner, and he wants Emu's help with helping his buddy out, who is infected by a bugster. So cuts again to another guy, who is the brother from before. And it took me a little while to actually figure out that was him, because he has a very like boring face. So I was like, oh, another like business dude, cool. It took me, I had to rewind to actually see like, oh right, it's the same guy. So they're talking. Emu like checks him out with his stupid looking like operation stethoscope. I keep wanting to say fucking telescope when it's a stethoscope, but I guess that's what you get when you put an S and a T like right next to each other, and it's not like, okay, doesn't matter. So he scans him, sees he has the bugster virus, and the dude's getting, like, real fucking, like, lit up, and, like, he's all hot in the pants because Kujo's not helping him immediately, and Kujo's like, fucking shut up, I'm getting it. And, but Emu's like, well, I don't have my Geshad anymore, I can't fucking help you, dude. And then Kujo says, like, well, I'll get it back, I'm gonna go get it back from Taiga, because Taiga's the one who took it from last episode. I'm gonna go get it back, and then me and you are gonna help him together. And then Emu's just like, fucking all right, man. Cut to Hiro, Kamen Rider Brave, talking to Kuroto Dan, and I looked it up, that is Kuroto Dan. Hiro asks him for all the Gashats. He's like, can you copy me all of the Gashats? And Poppy, who's also there, just immediately interrupts and then goes, no, we can't do that, they're one of a kind. Which is interesting. So the Gashats are based off of video games, current real games that this company is making, but they themselves, like, as like transformation trinkets, are like one of a kind. And like, I guess Poppy works with Kuroto Dan, which would make sense because he's also because his company is like in tandem with the Ministry of Health making the CR department, so that makes sense. It was just weird for her to like pop up and just be like, "Hey, how's it going?" Because she was in like her, I'm pretty certain in that scene, if I'm remembering it correctly, she was in her stupid like video game avatar clothes, like the LazyTown gear. So I don't know if like her arcade cabinet was nearby or if she can just like go anywhere that way. But they're chatting and we learn about the Gishats. And Kuroto Dan's like, why the fuck does this even matter? Who cares? I'm sorry it happened, but you know, it'll fix itself. We also learn that the Bugster virus originally came from these Gishats, which were corrupted versions of games they had made. So the Genom Corporation made Bugsters on accident. I'm gonna go with that for now, and I'm gonna assume it somehow has to do with Parado in some way and Graphite. Like I probably the purple Xsaid who shows up later in this episode too. I'm assuming they're all connected. Usually by this point in Kamen Rider, like I've already like looked at everything because like I'm a spoiler hound. I don't really like being surprised too much, so I just look it up and then go from there. But this wouldn't be as like interesting to listen to if I already knew what was gonna happen. So I'm gonna assume that all of them are related to the Genom Corporation in some evil way. Kuroto Dan is most likely evil in some way. That's what I'm figuring. I mean, he has like this he's apparently a meme lord, like he has meme lord status on like the internet, like on the Kamen Rider subreddit and like other forums. So I'm assuming he's evil and he does some silly shit later. But that scene ends and Kujo goes to Taiga's clinic and like this weird like shadow in like that weird shadowy like industrial area. And I learned in this episode that he had his license revoked as for being a doctor. So that's why he works in this like creepy area because he doesn't have an actual doctor's license. So he's like fucking like that one. He's like Blackjack, the half-faced black and white hair doctor guy. But he's not like a good doctor by the looks of it. It looks like he kind of sucks. So Cujo challenges him to a duel, which Taiga immediately accepts because it's like, hey, cool, another Gishat. And him, Cujo, and all of the other riders in the show gather around Nishi at this weird. Oh, it's not. I don't know why I said weird. They gather around him at this coffee shop, and they all start talking. It's mostly just shit talk for the next like. 15 for like next 5 minutes. I almost said 15, but I'm like, Alex, the show is 20 minutes long. How is it 50? But they shit talk for a little bit to where the game is eventually set after Nishi, the infected man, flips out again, like nobody's helping me. And they have still not revealed as to why. It's pretty obvious why. It's his sister. Like that's, I'm gonna assume the shadow. Like you assume the shadowy figure stole his sister, and yeah, that's pretty. It's what you're gonna think because he's in the first scene. She's not. So, they start their duel, and we see Cujo's transformation. You see Cujo's transformation into his level zero. Or level one, not level zero. And it is the worst thing I have seen in this show so far. Like, it is the dumbest level one design. I don't want to call it and say this is the number one dumb thing, but this is probably the number one dumb thing. It's like, so it's the same, like, Gundam SD, like, big eyes and, like, pudgy South Park appearance. He's got, like, fucking, like, bike handles jutting out of his head. And he's got wheels like strapped to his arms, which is like I know what comes later. Like once he levels up, it's cool. But as a level two, a level one, it is the grossest thing I've ever seen. And he has like this pink like mohawk spike thing on his head, and I just hate it. He's the worst thing. Like, I thought Xaid was the worst thing, but no, he is the worst thing. Oh, and just reading my notes here, forgot to mention this. Right before they start their duel in the game, they Cujo reveals that I had a friend that died during 0 Day, and I don't want to have that to happen again. And that's the reason I'm helping Nishia, because I don't want to lose another friend. And then Emu's like, "Oh, that's cool, man. I'll help you. I'll totally help you out." And then like once he says it, like everyone does like a spit take. Like this is the most surprising thing in the world, even though I thought like a bunch of people died on 0 Day. But whatever. So their game starts and they start like fucking around. They start fighting. Because the Bugster pops out of the dude once they start to transform, and his Bugster is a giant. It's just a big wheel. Just like a giant tire. And they, as I'm assuming they use they're either gonna stop doing these level these like level one Bugsters and then just go into the suit dudes immediately soon, because like I like the CGI ones, but they don't use them that often. Like the longest they've been on screen was the first episode when it was just like a big like shit golem like jumping around and smashing stuff before it turned into the dude in the suit. So I'm assuming as this show goes on, they're just gonna drop that because this one was only on screen for like maybe 15 seconds before it blew up into like another robot-ish looking dude. If you've ever read JoJo's Bizarre Adventure Part 7, Steel Ball Run, he looks a lot like Heya, Pocoloco's stand. He just has like a bucket head with like two like round eyes and like a weird looking mouth. And the game that it's based on is Cujo's game, which is a racing game. It's a Bakuroksu, or it's Bakusho Bike, which is like a twisted metal style like car combat racing game by the looks of it. And so this Bugster is like, "I'm gonna race you," and then he just like runs the fuck off while they're all fight while the rest of them are fighting because Taiga and Hiro change, but instead of just doing like what the duel was about, they just start kicking the shit out of each other for no reason. I'm assuming that's going to be like the shtick of them for the foreseeable future. Granted, Kamen Rider has this thing where like they'll introduce like a character trait, or they'll introduce like a thing, and then they'll usually resolve it within like an episode or two, or they'll keep it going for 20 episodes. So I'm wondering how this will go. But they're just like fucking around, not doing anything. And then that's when we see Cujo level up into his level two form, which is just literally a motorcycle. Like he is a talking dirt bike with like decals and designs that look like his level one form. And like that is like Kamen Rider is a show about like the name, as the name implies, it is a dude in a mask that rides a motorcycle. It is a Kamen Rider. That's what he do. That's what he does. They always have to wear a mask. They always have to fucking ride a motorcycle. But in the shows I've seen, the motorcycle is like almost like an afterthought. It's like, all right, yeah, they have a motorcycle too. They fucking ride it sometimes. That doesn't matter. They use it for transportation if they need to like fucking go get some groceries. But that's it. This one though, because they actually make this like mo because spoilers, fucking Xaid transforms because Cujo just steals his Gashat back from Taiga and just throws it at him. I'm gonna X this is Xaid's bike, so it being like a literal person transforming like fucking Soul Eater style into like a wieldable thing is neat. Like that is a good way to make the motorcycle more relevant. Now, if Cujo isn't relevant throughout the rest of the show, then who gives a shit? It'll just be the same thing. But I think this is a good step for this show to make, for it to like make them, because this one, like there are doctors and gamers, and none of them have even mentioned or touched a motorcycle since the show has started. But one dude turning into a motorcycle, well, that'll do it. That'll fucking do it. He turns into a motorcycle, and then he's like, "Emu, come on, let's go." But then Emu's like, "Idiot, we gotta like save the patient," because once the Bugster turned into his dude in a suit form, the Nishi just went flying and is just like on the ground, like half dead. So like, we gotta save this patient first. And then Cujo's just like, "Fuck!" And then he just drives off with like no rider. And I wonder how they got that effect, actually, because it doesn't look bad, because it just looks like a dirt bike just going on its own. I don't know if they have like if they like CG'd them out, like they just had a dude in like a green screen suit and they just like keyed him out, or if it was like I doubt it was a remote control dirt bike, but I don't know. It looked good. I'll say that though. It could have just been like angling, and I could just be an idiot like not noticing it. So it looked good though. So he just like drives off, but he can't catch up to the Bugster. They are kind of just left in the dust. And then the game just sort of ends. And I'm just checking my notes again to make sure I'm not missing anything because I keep missing shit. Okay, so once they leave, once Emu and Kujo are leave the area with the Bugster and with Nishi, and it's just Taiga and Hiro beating the shit out of each other for no reason, the purple Xsage shows back up again, which I don't have a name for him yet. So purple Xsage shows back up, and he has a new Gishat, which is like a sports game, and he gets like a mountain bike attachment for this. Like he just shows up with a mountain bike, and then he starts beating the shit out of them with the mountain bike, and he just like trashes the fuck out of them and then just leaves for no reason. Like I'm assuming he has his reasons, but at the moment it just looks like he's just fucking showing up, kicking ass, and then like bye. So scene ends, Bugster escapes, Kujo turns back, they all turn back, and it's Emu and back at the CR department with Nishi, and here is where it is revealed that Nishi's sister from the beginning was kidnapped by the shadowy figure, which was actually Graphite, the green Bugster man that hangs out with Parado. He was the one that kidnapped her, and they've got her like at their weird little hideout, which I'm still pretty sure is just an unfinished building that they're just on like the 30th floor of. Ooh, that was a bad burp. Sorry about that. But that's the cause of his stress. And he's like, once Emu learns what it is, he's like, you know what? I will save you, even though like he didn't say he wouldn't before. It's kind of a weird scene because it's like it gets really dramatic and serious for no reason. Like as he's like, I'll save your sister, and then the theme song starts playing. And I'm used to like theme tune power ups in like anime and like other Kamen Rider shows, but this is just like he gets up, he walks outside. He meets Kujo again, and they're like, "Hey, we're gonna go kill this guy." And he's like, "Yeah, let's go do it." And like, it's not dramatic enough to warrant a theme tune power up. Where they're playing the whole fucking song too, like the whole like TV version of the song, full verse and chorus. So it's just playing in the background while they're talking, and I'm like, "This is really distracting." But okay, so they transform. Kujo just directly goes into his bike form, and Emu gets on it, and then he knows how to stage select, so he stage selects, and he makes it look like an actual dirt bike track, and then by doing that, it teleports the woman that Graphite kidnapped to the area with the Bugster. So I'm guessing, like, by like doing a stage select, you can like will a Bugster to your area if you're willing to fight it. I don't really know how that works. They didn't explain how it worked. They were just like, oh, this is how it works. This is like even Graphite and Parado, when they saw the woman teleport away, and it was like, ah, the race is beginning. Good. And I'm just like, I'm glad everyone else knows how all of this works. I just wish they'd tell me. So the race starts, and Emu changes like halfway through the race. And they like speed up real fast, and the rest of, like the fight of this show is basically just like a dirt bike race. It's not even like an exciting one because it's on a track, and it just kind of goes for a few minutes, and then they fucking do a jump attack, and they fucking hit the Bugster with the wheels of Kujo, and then they just drive and win. It's not a very interesting fight, I'll say that much. This episode is kind of saved just by Kujo because he's really likable. He's really like lackadaisical and casual with the way he talks. So it's way better than Spaz Emu and then like dipshit fucking Taiga and Hiro just being like antagonistic towards everything around them at all times. But they win, game ends, and then, like, as the game ends and, like, the Bugster's, like, laying on the ground, like, all, glitching out and about to disappear, Cujo reveals that he didn't have a friend that died during the Zero Day incident. He just wanted Emu's help so he could study the Bugsters because he's a coroner and he just wants to know how they work. Which this does kind of suck because this makes him like less of like a friendly character, which I would have liked, and just another dickhead, but I still like his personality a lot, so I'll give him a pass for now. So he's like, I'm gonna go look at this fucking dead body, in his level one form, which is stupid, but it's what you get. But as he's about to go do it, Bugster gets blown up by the purple Xaid, who shows up again. And then we get the first, like, I guess level two or level three, I guess, because he levels up again, but he uses the new Gishat, the sports one, which was Shakariki Sports. So I guess he's level three, and this is the first like power up of Xaid. This is like the first like traditional like, oh, okay, so it's the suit, it's your main suit, but you've got some extra additions to it. Which is interesting that they gave it to a bad guy first and not the main character or a side character. So I like that. But he just like immediately houses them and then leaves again. I will say the purple Xaid is the best designed Kamen Rider so far. Like, it's just the Xaid suit, but it's dark black and purple, so like it's just you're just going off of the bug eyes and the weird hair, and without like the garish pink and greens, it's way easier to take. And when he transforms, he gets like a helmet and like he gets some he gets of the it goes dirt bike wheels like on his shoulder pads, which he can like throw as like chakrams, which is it could be better, but whatever. It's better than what I've been seeing. But he just like houses the fuck out of them, and then the episode ends with Emu just going, "What are you doing this for?" Which I'm assuming they're either just gonna immediately ignore this in the next episode and like, "Man, that sucked," or they're actually gonna pick it up as a cliffhanger. I couldn't really tell if this is a cliffhanger or not. But yeah, that was episode four. I'm probably gonna watch a few more episodes today. We'll see how I feel like recording them. But yeah, thanks for listening.